Welcome to Today's Child.
As I watched the girls, I thought perhaps I will never see them again.
That's Emily Ramsdell, our host on Today's Child.
There may be a number of you listening that are or have been teachers of children, whether in Sunday school, children's church, a midweek program, or a Bible club. Have you ever stopped and wondered about the impact your teaching has had on the children you taught? For many of us, it will not be until we get to heaven that we will truly know the outcome of our ministry. And really, God is just calling us to be faithful. To be faithful in our personal study of the Word, faithful in our lesson preparations, and faithful to share the truths of God's Word with the children. And we are to leave the results with Him. From time to time, though, God does allow us as teachers to see the results of our teaching, and therefore be able to give Him the glory. A friend recently told me of her experience. She's been teaching a Good News Bible Club at a local elementary school for a number of years. And this year, one of her students, who attended the Good News Bible Club when in elementary school, this student was chosen valedictorian of his graduating class. The student was from an unchurched family and still is. After his years in the Good News Club, he attended the Adopting Church's youth group. Following his graduation, he sent my friend a note and told her how thankful he was to have been in the Good News Bible Club and that it was at the club that he was introduced to Jesus. Now, maybe some of you have received notes or have gotten a call from a student you taught, like my friend, and what a blessing that is. Then there are times during our teaching that the time comes for the children to leave, either to move up to another grade or possibly to move away, and you will not hear from them again. I had such an experience. This was a long time ago when I was in training, so to speak, at the rescue mission in Syracuse, when they had a ministry on Montgomery Street called the Christian Community Center. And I was assigned a group of girls to teach. Oh, wow, what a handful. But I love those girls. They spent hours at our home, and I still have pictures of them. Two of the girls, they were twin sisters, were especially a joy to be with. Their father was in the military, and he had received orders to move to Germany, and the family was going with him. I was sad. I remember thinking, Lord, they are new in their faith. I haven't had them that long. There's so much more they need to learn from your word. Lord, they can't go yet. But the date was set, and they were leaving. I remember taking the two sisters to the mall in Syracuse, and at that time, it was known as the Carousel Mall, now Destiny Mall. We had several hours there. They got to buy some things at a store. We had lunch together, and then the final thing, the finale of the day, I guess you would call it, would be for the girls to ride the new carousel, and oh, how they had been looking forward to that. As the carousel was going round and round, I would see the girls, and I remember tears coming down my face because I knew I would not be seeing them again. And I remember thinking, Lord, I have more to teach them from your word. Who will teach them? I can't let these girls go. Lord, will I ever see them again? Just at that moment, the music coming from the carousel was familiar. I thought, I know this tune. I concentrated on the music as I continued to watch the girls go round and round, and I realized they were playing a hymn of all things. As I listened, the words came to my mind.
In the sweet.
Repeated the words in my mind, and for that moment I felt the presence of God reassuring me that I can trust these girls into His care. He would take care of them, and someday, yes, someday in the sweet by and by, we would meet again. Sometimes God does allow us to see the results of our teaching, like my friend. For most of us, the children we have taught will leave us, and most likely we will never hear from them again. But we can rest assured that our Heavenly Father has each and every one of them in His care. He will guide and protect them. He will arrange for others to teach them. Until that day, in the sweet by and by. This is Emily Ramsdell with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Thank you for listening to Today's Child.